Craig Rowetter, the head football coach for the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Find new roads again at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And again, 15 years of excellence for Mackey Motors. That is 15 years in a row. So we congratulate them. Coach, I want to congratulate you as well. The season finally here. Are you excited to get this first game kind of going here tonight?
You bet. Yeah, it's kind of feels like a long time coming after, you know, you start your off-season workouts and get your camps in and then practice. And, you know, luckily we got that scrimmage in last week to kind of break in a couple things, but it's only time to start playing some football.
What did you take away from the scrimmage with Atlantic last Friday?
You know, I thought our kids competed hard the whole time. I mean, obviously there's always mistakes in that scrimmage with the first, you know, first live fire. But I thought overall we looked, you know, I thought we looked fast, and I thought we looked physical. So that was, if you can be fast and physical, I think usually you're going to put yourself in position to have a chance to win a lot of ball games.
You got Greene County coming up tonight. You and I were chatting during the commercial break here, 2015, the last time you guys played them. I'm almost surprised in that because it seems like that, you know, this rivalry has been played more often than that, but kind of fun to have it back on the schedule.
Yeah, it's been a while, and, you know, a little, it'll be the, not the first time, well, it's the first time since being the head coach at Carroll that I'll play those guys after coaching over there from, you know, until 2009, or from 2005 to 2009 as an assistant over there. So that'll be the first time playing them as a head coach. And the other nice thing about it, you know, although it's a, I think they're one poll or somebody said they were top three or top four ranked team in 2A right now, they it is only a half hour drive, so that's a little different than our 2.5 hour average during the district play.
Yeah, you're gonna like those, you know, when you get these shorter road trips rather than the really long ones. Coach, you mentioned their preseason ranked in pretty high. I think you guys got some pretty high expectations for your ball club this year as well. What's kind of the main part of the matchup? What do you think's the keys here tonight?
Oh, I think it'll just be limiting the big play. You know, they got, like I said, I think they only graduated three players from last year, and they were 8-2. So that's a pretty salty group coming back. They return the quarterback. He has a good arm, and the Hanson kid out wide, wide receiver. You know, we're gonna have to know where he is, and just not give up any big plays. You know, double moves and stuff like that, and. Then they also have the Strennan kid back. He got a little bit of, he got some carries last year at running back. So he's a good athlete too. So we're kind of, you know, limit the big plays and then be solid, gap sound, you know, against the run.
Is Hanson, you mentioned the double moves. Do they like to send him deep?
Yeah, he's a, you know, he's a great athlete and good speed to him too. So he'll, you know, he'll, they could, lowly to sleep a little bit with a double move, or he could, you know, take you on a slant post. They're not afraid to throw the deep ball.
Gabe Ebersole, their quarterback, completed just under 50% last year, but threw for 1,200 yards, 15 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. So it doesn't look like a guy that makes many mistakes. How do you maybe confuse him a little bit and kind of force him into some bad decisions?
I think I even said in the preseason interview, our best pass coverage is always going to be a solid pass rush. You know, I just don't think we can let him sit back there, set his feet and get comfortable. Otherwise, yeah, they'll probably pick us apart. So it'll be important for the guys up front to get good penetration, you know, and kind of be making look over his shoulder a little bit, you know, to see where the pressure is coming from.
Coach, defensively, what do you anticipate seeing from them? You guys like to run the football. Got a brand-new starter at quarterback this year in Carter Essick. He's got some experience, threw a couple of passes last year and ran the ball about 8 times for 58 yards, 2 of those going for touchdowns. So he's got some experience, but you know they're probably going to try to take away that run game and force you guys to throw a little.
Yeah, I think, you know, if, they're a well-coached group over there, so and it's never a secret. So, if you're going to limit us, you'll probably try stopping the run game. I anticipate probably an odd man front. They'll probably walk up, you know, a couple linebackers and almost make it look like a 5-man front. And we'll you know, yeah, Carter's going to be a first-year starting quarterback, but he knows the game really well. He's asking the right questions, you know, in practices, and he has the mechanics and the tools that we'll be able to throw the ball. Not really worried about it at all as far as throwing the ball with him. I think, you know, in that position, I think he'll be fine.
What are his strengths as a quarterback?
Number one, I think, is just intelligence. He knows how to, you know, he knows what he's looking for. He'll have the green light to switch up some stuff if we need to at the line of scrimmage. But he's, you know, he's not over 200 pounds, but he is a pretty dang good runner as well. So, you know, if we get to the point where they're really loading the box, you know, if we can spread him out, and he might even be able to utilize his legs in the run game a little bit.
Cooper Ludwig, Chase Regal, the starters in the backfield as running backs for you. What have you seen from those guys through practice and in last week's scrimmage?
Cooper's about as consistent as they come. I mean, he's been that way for 3 years now. This will be his third year starting, so it's kind of old hat for him. You know, good vision and patience, and he's not afraid to stick his nose in there and block, too. So that's what we get out of Cooper all the time, is just a consistency. And like I mentioned also in the preseason interview, Regaler might have the best offseason of anybody as far as looking, you know, with the speed work that we did. And so I think, you know, we'll have to keep him fresh, but he's going to be a threat to take it the distance anytime he touches the ball.
Special teams always plays an important role in games, it seems like. And you guys, I think, got some good special teams. I know when I talked to you, you know, early, you were a little concerned maybe about some of the positions, but everything solidified. I think you got to feel really good about Polking as your kicker.
Yeah, for, you know, getting thrown in the fire as a freshman last year. Again, we were talking, you know, postseason last year, and he might have been the first freshman since maybe Casey Kasperbauer to actually get a varsity letter in football as a freshman. You know, and he, just for instance, that last game last year against Sergeant Bluff, he found out he was kicking at about lunchtime on that Friday and didn't faze him a bit, and he scored the first point. You know, he went down and kicked a field goal. So, you know, he's going to be solid for us. He's gotten a lot better, too, on kickoffs, you know, putting it in the end zone. So, really looking forward to how Kieran progresses, you know, now and only being a sophomore.
Coach, do you feel like you got an advantage in special teams, or is it kind of a toss-up tonight?
Oh, I mean, they got it. Their kicker is, you know, he's been to every Coles kicking camp, I think, that's known to man. So their kicker is really, really good as well. You know, so I don't know that the kicking game, you know, they might even have the slight edge in that, but I'm really satisfied with the way ours looks.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. Excited to get this season underway here tonight. And, of course, look forward to chatting with you on the Friday night New Way Auto Group scoreboard show coming up after the game. And, of course, Saturday morning as well on the coaches show. So best of luck, and we'll catch up with you after the game. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. And thanks for all the coverage like normal. So go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. They're hosting Greene County here tonight on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jerry Fleshner will join me next for more of the Mackey Motors pregame show.